Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
All right, we're here.
All right, just like we're back. We went to DreamCon. This is our full DreamCon recast. People, you have to rock with us. It is 9 o'clock at night on a Monday. We are super tired. We got back every night from DreamCon at least 10 to 10:30. That's not counting when we fall asleep. We got back late Sunday, later than expected. Two of us had to go into work. And then like work very late. One of us had to go on another road trip and then back in the same day. So we're kind of exhausted, but we want to get this Wednesday podcast out before we take a break. With that being said, this is actually a very special introduction. We want to acknowledge a new member to the Blurred City podcast, a team member, Afro Puff Samurai.
What's up, guys?
Yes, that doesn't necessarily mean every podcast she'll be on, but we want to acknowledge just her importance to the podcast and friendship through that. Meech, you got anything you want to say?
All I want to say is, she's definitely been a solid rock in our and pillar in the Blurred Citydom. She has officially graduated from a mere citizen to full on co-conspirator, co-writer, co-author, co-everything. All right, so we just wanted to uplift her and then just let y'all know, like, hey, it's now a new podcast, a new status quo for the team, if you will.
So I'm Demetrius,
and I'm Demetrius,
and I'm Paulina,
and we present
the Blurred City Podcast.
All right, so with that, we're getting into a full DreamCon recap. I know we promised a mailbag episode. It is 9 o'clock on a Monday after travel. We ain't doing a mailbag. We're trying to get in and out in an hour. So with that, Meech and I are probably just going to drop a special mailbag episode. You'll know before we do when we're actually going to drop it. So with that being said, hit us with the legal spiegel.
Purpose of this podcast, explore digital and print media. All sources we reference are owned by the respective companies, and our thoughts and opinions are strictly our own and reflect no biases or corporate agendas. Your discretion is advised.
All right, so with that, we are getting into what's hot. This is going to be a speed run edition. Normally, we go back and forth. I'm just going to say as much as I can remember and that I listed. So with that being said, if you haven't finished the Barbenheimer Circle, go do that. We have this week dropping Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Mutant Mayhem, The Witcher Season 3 Part 2 dropped. Zom 100 is going crazy in the anime sphere. If you are a One Piece fan, specifically a sub-listener, it is a very special week for you. And that's all I say.
Yep.
With that, they cloned Tyrone on Netflix. Ooh. Incredible. Oh, you've seen it. Incredible.
All right.
Jujutsu Kaisen just finished or is finishing their prequel arc to this new season, I believe. Mashoko Tensei going crazy. Bleach. I just watched the new episode when I got back home today. Lord have mercy, they are flexing. Loki Season 2 trailer drop. That is coming out October 6th. Talk to Me, a new horror movie by Raka Raka, I believe was the original. I don't remember the real creators' names, but they dropped a new horror movie. I heard it is absolutely incredible. Another movie I need to add to my list, but money's tight out here. And then just with that, one thing we do want to shout, it's not really a shout out, but want to acknowledge that today of this recording, Pee Wee Herman passed away.
Yeah. And not only him, but also like for you Euphoria fans, a special actor did pass away as well. And again, it's another case of mental health. And we're always gonna like stress, like, hey, your mental health is really important and you really need to take care of yourself. And if you and do not suffer in silence.
Yes. And with that, Paul Rubens is his name. Pee Wee Herman, Paul Rubens, rest in peace and respects to his family. So with that, we're going to take a quick break. And then when we come back on the other side, we're going to talk about our DreamCon recap. All right. With that being said, we are back. We went on a road trip to Austin, the three of us. Incredible time at DreamCon. We're going to talk about each day, some of the highlights, stories, activities, and just bonding with that. So no better place to start with the road trip and anything you two want to start with that on Thursday.
I just want to say that Demetrius, not Meech, makes a fire playlist, y'all. We were jamming out all the way to Austin. Well, in Austin, we took on the way to Austin, we took turns, but on the way back, Demetrius had us jamming when we were in and out of our comas. So that was fun. And then if you have not been, if you're in the Houston area and you happen to like Japanese snacks, Dido Mart has awesome snacks. It's off of Westheimer, and it's off of Westheimer. Google it. So they've got great authentic Japanese snacks, which were delicious.
And all I gotta say is, for all you people who came straight out of town and or like drove into to Texas, we all knew it. Yo, driving skills were absolutely horrendous. You would not survive an extra week in Texas for that. So yeah, my fair warning to y'all is do better. Know that the speed limit is a speed suggestion. It's the speed minimum. It's like you have to at least go 20 over. I fully endorse this. Cops ain't gonna stop me.
So that is one thing I wanted to point out, that as soon as we reached Austin, the trash talk about driving skills began, and that was hilarious. With that, we also like the conversation. It's not that I realized we were all villains, but it was once again confirmed that if we had powers, we would all be villains. So
pretty immediate. That was kind of crazy.
Yeah, so, didn't even need to be a question.
So one thing I do want to just like arriving at the Hilton, check-in was pretty smooth. I was with the plebes, common folk, if you will, the commoners, getting the weekend badge while Meech, she had the gold plus, well, the gold badge, gold. And Paulina had platinum among platinum badges, the highest of honors. Mm-hmm. One thing I do want to shout out with the Afropuffs Samurai One-san, they kind of kickstart the weekend for us. We met the chiseled Adonis, and Meech and I were like, oh, okay, we can't mess with him. You know, how celebrities are like, yo, just don't be like annoying and stuff like that. And, you know, Afropuff had the confidence and just like swag to be like, yo, is this the chisel? And like introduced us to him and talked, and he's like such a cool dude. And that kind of like kickstarted, because we all met so many different people over the weekend that we'll get into.
Yep. And don't forget the fact that while we were like walking in, this how you know black solidarity is real. We snuck into the actual convention center when we weren't supposed to. But the black security guard, she was chill with it. It was like, hey, you know, you can go in. Just don't be too obvious. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, at that point, did we sneak in or...
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
I feel like we didn't sneak in.
Yeah, she saw us.
Well, there wasn't anything there, but you knew we weren't supposed to be there. We really weren't. So
no, we weren't. There, we had a lot of moments like that at this con.
Oh yeah, don't worry about. That's actually going to bring us to the next day. But and then the final thing is that he ended up missing seeing one of his favorite content creators, Sylvanas, and then I got a chance to see one.
I saw, like, once you mentioned him, I then was like, oh, that is Sylvanas, which was really cool, because I saw Sylvanas a lot. over the weekend. But just like before we kind of wrap up on Thursday, what were kind of y'all two thoughts heading into just like the weekend, the Comic-Con, the vibes that you were expecting?
I was really excited for DreamCon. I went to an HBCU for undergrad, shout out the real HU, Howard University. And so when it comes to events like this, where it's for Black people by Black people, after going through that experience at Howard and how amazing that was, I was hoping and expecting for it to be just like that, with the good and the bad, and we'll get into that. But honestly, I knew the vibes were going to be immaculate. I knew the entertainment was going to be over the top. I knew that there would be dancing, people would be turning up in the middle of the hallway, the middle of the exhibit hall, the middle of everywhere. Just because, and I knew that I was going to meet some dope people.
Okay, cool.
Yep. And then for me, it, of course, I knew like the cosplays, they were going to be immaculate. They were going to be fire. And the fact that like one of the events I'm going to mention, like it was just incredible, right? And also like with that, just like the Black solidarity, and then being able to see like some of your favorite YouTubers or like favorite content creators in person, that was going to be like one of those things like, all right, I knew I need to see you and you. And it's also even better when I see people who I was not expecting to be there and be like, hey, yo,
right?
And I'm just like out here just in fangirl mode.
Yeah, there are definitely like two or three people where I was like, yo, this person is here. And we'll definitely get into the people we met, because once it really got into it, we met a lot of different people. So get to Friday, had our breakfast, and so we were rocking the Blurred City podcast shirts that we all got. Any new member to the Blurred City podcast, these shirts are expensive. You will get a paper wristband with your name on it in the future. So moving forward, entry, it started at was Friday 12th when 12. It started
12.
Okay, so entry took kind of forever. We were on the Skybridge going from the Hilton to the convention center. We'll talk about that a bit later, but it was supposed to open at 12. I mean, we really didn't get into 12:20, but you have to understand it's like 200 degrees in Texas. And we're all in a lot of us are in cosplay and heavy clothing. So we're cooking out here. Yep. And yeah, we'll get into like going back and forth between the convention and the Hilton. So with that, these two higher honored beings with their plus badges got to go to the exhibit hall first. So kind of what was that like for that first hour?
Oh man, what I gotta tell you is that the exhibit hall, it was amazing, bro, because essentially the exhibit hall, that's where like all the shops are, where all you can get like and see all of the, you know, like all the things, like all the shops, all of the stuff I'm going to buy, and to be able to like go in there before everybody else, be able to scout the land, see like, all right, I need to hit up here, you, bodies, and take my money. And that was just really great overall. And plus, it wasn't crowded. So that means like you just move around freely.
Oh, yeah. We got we were in there. Like, we were probably one of the first people into the convention because we took the Skybridge that Friday. Mm-hmm. And so when we got to the exhibit hall, we could literally like run around and run back and forth. I think I did like three laps before I had to dip out real quick because I had a work call. And like I even got a straw hat bucket hat, which is probably my favorite purchase of the entire weekend. I wore it all weekend. I loved the vendors that were in there. The only thing that I have a gripe about is that there were no ace hats. That is the one thing I needed and I wanted, and that is the one thing they did not have. And so that hurt. But otherwise, it was dope.
Yeah, and just with that, something that forgive me, people, that we got to the Hilton and we met Uncle Ruckus.
So, we did. He was there. Oh my gosh! Like he was calling us monkeys and everything. It was crazy.
Like I never realized being called a tar monkey was as racially you know, got me riled up as quick as possible. It's like it's a different story in prison. I'm like, hey yo, I know you cosplaying, bro, but relax.
Sounds personal.
I think the re-vitiligo is a more of a mental disease than a skin disease. So like it felt very like, even though it was, I was like, yo, he calling us monkeys, it felt like I was going through a rite of passage. If anybody was going to call me a monkey, Uncle Ruckus needed to be it. So that was funny.
Right. So with that, we got to the kickoff ceremony, and like Samurai Champloo, we all went our separate ways almost immediately. And the kickoff ceremony was supposed to start at 2:00. It didn't start till like 2:30, which was kind of a running trend over the weekend for mostly the main big events. So with that, it was like super hype, just like seeing people come out. You're like, yeah, you know, it was packed. Like one thing that they consistently said was last year it was about 6,000 people, and then this year it was 20,000 people, which contributed 22,000, which contributed to a lot of other issues that we'll kind of talk about later. But I mean, it was this crazy melanin popping out there. So just with that, seeing the crowd went crazy when Kenshin walked out.
Oh, yeah.
Ape. I mean, I was like kind of surprised like how crazy they went for it and stuff like that. So that was really fun. So kind of just with that, who did y'all meet that first day?
Oh, I met Cleo Thomas, aka Mr. Slick Living, from All Def Digital, and also Holes. And so I ran into him. He was getting popcorn or whatever, and going into the super secret lounge, where even our platinum badges couldn't get us in. I met him, and I met the influencer Lean and Cuisine. And I'm gonna be real, guys, I don't know influencers like that. I know like maybe a good 5. And so like,
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Like the Meeches were freaking out and being like, oh, I met blah, 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 blah. I met blah, 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 blah. And I was like, who are they? I felt like my mom. And so I feel like I didn't get the full extent of it, the greatness of the people who were there. But I think those are the two people I met on that first day.
Oh, yeah. So it's my time now, because I went ham that day on day one. Okay. So first of all, at the exhibit hall, we all got like anime gear guru Jonin vests and for jackets. So we were all clean. We were all dapped up. You know what I'm saying? And then like afterwards at the kickoff, because as Demetrius mentioned, we were all went our separate ways. He went to like the actual kickoff / viewing party. I went to like where the gaming tournament was set up at, where RDC fought Sombros. So there I met Jadidion, aka DeMarcus Cousins III, aka a real one. And he was also repping the Joni jacket, and he actually like complimented me on that and my headband. You know what I'm saying? So my Naruto headband, because we were out here. And then I end up meeting Keats, you know, Keats Live. He was also like hosting the event. And then I got dapped up by literally every member of RDC World.
What?
Yes,
he told us this.
Yeah, I told y'all this. I got dapped up by every last one of them because like when they started the gaming tournament, I was actually sitting. Well, actually, I was sitting on the side where all the Sombros at. So like that's where Dante was at. That's where Belize was at. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, like when RDC, they were out here wilding and winning games left and right. I was sitting at a place where I could easily jump out and go to the front row in a super sprint. And I was like one of the first people in that front row. And I was able to get dapped up by each and every last one of them as they were winning. So yeah.
That's crazy. You know what? I was at work. That's why I missed it.
Literally were, yeah.
I was at work.
Yeah. So kind of with that, what other like panels and stuff did y'all go to? Before we linked back up at like 5.
That first day, I think I went to the anime cookout, which was hosted by Crunchyroll, and there were some influencers there. Forgive me, I don't remember their names.
You're good.
And so we talked about like which anime characters would you invite to the cookout? Now I'm gonna be fair, I didn't agree with the majority of them because they were like, one chick said Sasha is invited to the cookout, and I'm just like, Sasha's cool, but she not gonna bring nothing. She won't even bring cups, like, but she sure will eat.
So bring some potato salad.
Yeah, so I was so some of them, like someone said Sanji, and that was cool. And then they asked like, what kind of cookout foods do you like? And I want to say people were saying, some of them were saying macaroni and cheese is trash, and I was like,
hey, whoa,
no, you're wild. Or they said like potato salad's trash, and I was like, oh my gosh.
Okay,
it depends on the potato salad.
Yeah. I know my aunt's potato salad, my dad's potato salad, my potato salad be bussin'. So we having potato salad, and so I feel personally attacked. But I think that was the only other panel I was able to make it to before we linked up.
All right,
for me, it was actually the Strange Blades Blade versus Ghost Rider, where King Vader, he debuted his film like at the con before everybody else showed up.
Wow. I'll
tell you that movie.
I thought you weren't going to go to it. That's what you told me.
Yeah.
I thought I wasn't either. And I did. I saw it. I saw like, oh, wait, hold on. I can actually still get in. And I was hype. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Dopes. Yeah.
I was saying, seeing it again at like just recently, I was like, man, that magic, you can't catch that again.
Is it already on YouTube?
Yep. This right. actually got released today.
I will check that out. Anything else with that?
Nah, just how humble King Vader was and just how much like Very he was true. Really humbled by like how much we were all like hyped up about the movie and all that.
Yeah, I would say like one thing about like meeting all the different people, they were so chill. I'll talk about kind of my experiences Saturday and Sunday, but the panel that I went to was creating a safe space, and it was like geared specifically to just like Black nerds and just like women nerds as well with that. And it was really good because it was hosted by this podcast based in New York. I don't remember. I'm so sorry. But they were linked up with HB Taku, so they can kind of backtrack from there. But it was really good. Just I mean, it was packed, and it was like a small space too, and they were even shocked because they one of the women were saying that they thought there was only going to be like 4 people in the class, and it was like literally just like standing room only in the back. Mm-hmm. And something that was super cool is that they're saying don't be afraid to start something, because they were talking about like you know, the app meetup and just like going and then like not seeing people like them, and then when they went to one that was like people like them, and just like the differences in that. And even if you go to a different space that you're not familiar with or you're different, don't be afraid to stay and just like be in that kind of situation. And Meech and I just talked about it so many times where it's like creating a safe space for blurs and different things like that, which was really cool. And then just before we linked up, like all 3 of us again, meet you, introduce me to Midnight Comics. We definitely want to have them on at some point. We got a lot of their comic books merch. We also met a manga person earlier in that day as well when we met Ruckus. So something we can do another interview as well, which we'll talk about. So got to 5 and we were dead tired at 5 o'clock. We weren't prepared, people. We'll talk about the rules to being prepared for a full day convention later. But with that, we're dead tired, you know, got some food. Lip sync battle. Afropuff went crazy, but the body said it's time to retire.
It did. I definitely messed up my knee. And I just want to say that I feel like I was the first person in the lip sync battle to really put on a performance and not be afraid to embarrass myself. And immediately after me, everyone else was going all out. And so I just want to say that I was the trendsetter. I was the originator. And even though they couldn't appreciate me in the moment, I paved the way for all those behind me. And I feel like I hurt myself in the process. Like, my doctors told me years ago that I need to sit down, and I continuously refused to do so. And so my knee was like, girl, I don't know who you thought you were or how old you think you are, but you about to feel this. And so the rest of the con, I had to put on my my knee brace and my compression sleeve. But we still, like, there's no lasting damage, so we still thugged it out.
Yes, and in fairness, they had to re-vote twice with the cheers for that, because it was definitely very even, but yeah, matching the energy. So with that, Meech and I, we went to the end of a versus, and let's just say that was heated. And then with that, it was an anime nerd improv, which was really, really good, just with that. And so moving forward, again, we got back late as usual, which will be a recurring trend. Moving to Saturday, we got breakfast again, and then we pulled up as the donut squad, or the tic-tac-toe squad, as one would say. So Meech pulled out. He went Fallen Shinigami route. He was Ichigo. That suit was on fire. I was wearing Goku. Afropuff Samurai was going to be Ace, ended up being Luffy. Worked out either way. Each and I, like, so many pictures so many people.
Yeah, to tell you true, bro, like, that was actually insane. And probably, and it was also made even crazier by the fact that, like, we both ended up buying the actual sword, the actual sword. So people were just like, yo, we need that pick for you. A lot of people were really digging on, like, my half hollow mask. So, so it was hype. People were, like, getting pictures with us left and right. And then we were getting interviewed left and right, you know.
Yes.
That was probably the most insane part. We were getting interviewed by different people, getting asked a bunch of questions. Like what was the question that they asked you?
I'm trying to remember. I know it was one I got asked what was the worst anime of all time, but I think that was after, and I said it was I haven't watched this, people. Boku no Pico. I've been warned about it, so I'm like, I'm not watching that. And then I think when the people that, like, interviewed me then interviewed you, Meech, I'm pretty sure it was just like about some of my favorite animes, and then just like Demon Slayer as well. And so with that, like, yeah, picks in the exhibit halls, I finessed my way in a bit earlier because the doors were on watch, but we don't need to talk about that. I can talk about the people that I met, and then we can all get into it, because Saturday we met even more people. So, I ran into Akaza because you two left me again with your premium badges, but I immediately ran into Akaza. That was like my first pick, like immediately, like 5 minutes into the con, which was super cool. But I passed Rock D. Lee, and I was like, wait a minute, is that him? And I wasn't sure, and I was like, I had to get Meech, because I was
that was me that.
I was not sure if that was him. And then I was just like, okay. And then I got confirmation. I was like, oh my gosh, how do I do this? I just like said, hey, are you Rocky Lee? And then it was him and his wife. So really cool. Got to take a picture with him. So that was super dope. I met another podcast when you guys left me and went to the VIP lounge again with your upgraded badges. So met the Fusion Hop podcast, got completely interviewed with them. Potentially going to link up in the future. They're going to drop that interview at some point. So that'd be a really cool collaboration with that. So that was just really cool. I was like really shocked with like both of those meetups, and man, people were just like so cool throughout that. So like, who did y'all meet on Saturday?
I'm trying to remember. I know that we ran into Keats as he was like rushing someplace else. So we didn't get a picture with him.
Yep.
And real talk, y'all, I don't be knowing who these influencers are. So like, I don't think I got to meet that many people, but we did. Can we talk about the Family Feud?
Was that Saturday?
Family Feud was Saturday, and me and Meech with our upgraded passes got to sit, like we were basically right up front. Like we could clearly see Berlizzi and AMP and RDC's faces and stuff like that. We could have caught any of the Nerf gun darts they were shooting. Yeah.
Casualties.
And that started 30 minutes late.
Yes. This is, so when I said that I was expecting this to be at an HBCU, so one of the things that you learn from an HBCU is that most things start late. Like, CPT is a real thing. And so if it says that it's starting at 1, you tack on 30 minutes. And that is, sure enough, that is exactly what we needed to do. And like, real talk, like it can be inconvenient, especially because it throws off your entire schedule. But like, once you know what to expect, you're just kind of like, okay.
It's also kind of tough because you have to consider the lines as well, because some of the lines are crazy.
CP time, you had to get there early.
At 4 to get a good seat, yeah.
Yes. And so Meech was like, I don't know what Meech was doing, but he was like flash stepping up to get to the front of the line, sneaking in where he's not supposed to be.
Like, locked in, baby. I'm telling you, this cons, like on day 2 and especially day 3, I was on some next level line cutting. All right.
Oh yeah.
I just blended right in, because like my main skill is I just show up places. I'm unintendedly sneaky to where I just show up places and I just disappear and you will never notice. So I just use that to my advantage. I just like, boop, just slid right on into the line, got in. And was able to get spots, and I was scared for my life because, like, if they check me, it's raps.
Yeah. The word for the weekend was finesse. So
dripping.
That's another thing that you learn from an HBCU. You learn how to finesse. And we were getting in places where we weren't supposed to be at. We got to see people and get up close to the people we wouldn't normally be at. But like, Family Feud was so much fun. I think that Berlizzi is a great host, and I loved seeing AMP and RDC like joke around with one another and roast each other and things like that.
And fight.
And fight. And they, like, I don't know what kind of Steve Harvey they got, but his wig, someone snatched his wig, his bald cap, and his mustache.
He ain't coming back next year.
Yeah. They got Stove Hevar. So that's what happens when you order your Steve Harvey from Wish. But anyway, that was dope. And then Dodgeball was that weekend too. Or that day too. And Dodgeball, yo, they not lying. Like, they said at one point that Mark from RDC is the
Michael Jordan
of dodgeball. They were not lying. They were not lying. He was disrespectful. He get that one ball to block and he is unstoppable. RDC was.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Is running running through all of their competition.
Ran a gauntlet.
Yes. No one could stop them. And some bros got wrecked. And there's a huge upset too, because at one point the fans were facing YouTube creators that had Corey Kenshin, DeMarcus Huggins. Is that what you called it? DeMarcus Cousins. DeMarcus Huggins is Meech's alter ego. yeah. So DeMarcus Cousins had the do-rag with the flap out. And they faced some fans, like super fans or whatever. And the fans took it.
Should have been me.
The fans took it. Like, it was major upset. One of the fans was wearing Crocs. He was wearing Crocs to play sports. I know his Crocs are in sport mode, but I was like, bro, you gonna sprain your ankle. I don't think Crocs were made for extreme sports. But anyway, dodgeball was so much fun. Dodgeball, that was so much fun to watch.
Yes. And with that, RDC packed them up. But something that else that was super fun and kind of just like related to the timing of the entire weekend, Would You Rather was wild.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like it was like one of the bigger panel rooms people to, and they were just like two different anime questions. They'd be like, would you rather this? Would you rather that? And like, just like the animation, it felt like just being kind of back in high school, but like with all of your friends surrounding you and just like debating certain topics, and just the energy of it was absolutely incredible. Then just kind of to speed it along, at the end of Saturday night, we went to Anime Wild and Out, which was lit. The only thing is that, like, with the rapping part, there were people that weren't rappers. So, like, once you kind of got into it, it would be like, it would just keep stopping. So with that, like, if you watch regular Wild N' Out, a lot of those people are, like, professional comedians that, like, do that. And it's, like, they're doing it constantly. So they have that practice. And, like, a lot of people just getting put on the spot for that is kind of difficult. But overall, I kind of felt like it was lit initially.
Yeah, it definitely was. Oh, wait, Pauline, were you going to say something?
Yeah. So what I think, so I actually did not like Wild N' Out that much. And really, it go along with Demetrius's point. They did a pick up and kill it. And I think that just killed the whole vibe.
That for killed me. It, yeah.
And
it pick up one, and it killed it.
Yep. Stomped it, monkey stomped it. And that, like, improv, I don't know if either of y'all have tried to do improv, but improv is super hard and it gets real bad real quick. And when you try to do improv and rap, like, I think that is, like, unless someone already has training in that, it's probably super, way too difficult for, like, your average person to do. Because it's not that some people can't rap, it's that they couldn't do improv. And exactly. So yeah. I also think that sometimes people get afraid to embarrass themselves and do something too silly. So there are, like, 30 people or 20 people on stage, and the majority of them were standing around.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, oh no, you go, Meech.
Oh no, you go ahead and finish that. I was gonna have something after.
But yeah, it was just like that, the pick up and kill it kind of destroyed the momentum. And after that, it got harder to get back into it.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Definitely. And also just to wrap up, like, hey, just what in the world happened to me on that Saturday? Cause, we all like just went, when we went our separate ways, we kind of went different. Yeah. So like for me, I ended up actually running into Tony, you know, big Tony, you know what I'm saying? Like that was lit. He was a cool guy. And then I ended up going to, so what happened that day, they had a Bleach cosplay meetup that I found out about that day. I was like, oh, well, guess I know what I'm doing. Canceled the rest of my plans. So just all the people who are in Bleach cosplay, we all met up at the Dream Lounge and we were all just, you know, gawking at each other's cosplays. We were taking pics left and right. You know, we were all going, doing our signature moves. And there I ended up meeting SS Blaze from TikTok, if you know who that is. And he complimented my fit. He complimented Tensa Zangetsu. He even said that me saying Bankai was valid. So, and then I also at the same time, because he was actually with OMG Nike Finesse. So, So I got to meet both of them and they both my dogs, you know what I'm saying? Like that was an incredible experience. Especially like being in the company of cosplayers, like in your similar like cosplay, especially in the same fandom. Like so ironically, there was only like three Ichigos, and I was one. So
there's a lot of nails and a lot of Grimmjows.
Yep, a lot of nails, a lot of Grimmjows, a lot of the other visors, and it was also this amazing like Kenpachi and Yachi.
Oh yeah.
And they were like able to get on each other's back. I was like, oh, that is
cool. That was super cute.
I like the head captain of Squad 01. That was dope.
Oh, yeah. Ichibe.
No spoilers.
I mean, you should have seen him in the first part of the basketball.
I'm preemptively saying no spoilers.
We just said his name. It ain't like we gonna spoil that he...
I will blue skidoo right to this screen and karate chop you in the neck. Don't even play with me.
Yeah, I'll hit you with that Kamehame.
Yeah, we discussed this on Bakuto, which we will not. So moving on, Meech.
Yep. Moving on to post the shenanigans. We ended up getting back home, of course, like around 10 o'clock ish. We were all dead. I know for me, like I was just out of it, like to the point where I was like, bro, if I do not like get some sleep now, it's going to be raps for your boy.
I ain't never seen you like that before, Meech.
Yep, and it wasn't the first time, and it wasn't going to be the last. So now we get to Sunday. Sunday, the final day.
So Sunday, we gave our mornings to the Lord, as we should with that. So then after we got back, I would say 12:30-ish.
Yep.
Kind of in that range. Yep. So we got to the con 12:30-ish. Bit more packed because we didn't get there kind of early as other days. So those two went to the exhibit hall. We also had a bit more photo ops. We were the scouts from AOT, our Jaegerous Ways. Had a lot of pics with people wanting to see us, a lot of compliments from that because we were all swaggy with it. So
especially me.
Get a new jacket, guys. He started out with a bootleg uniform. Bro, you can't sit with us. And he took him to Anime Gear Guru and they were just like, yeah, bro, you need to do something about this. And so they convinced him to buy him a jacket so he can be an actual scout and not part of the like extras that get immediately killed.
Wow, y'all don't do me
the betrayal. Me like,
yeah, nah, bro. His suit was orange. His jacket was orange.
You don't do me like
this. Yes, he got his jacket like from Wish, y'all. Historia?
You don't do me like that, Historia?
I mean, that was more of a Reiner and Bertold just betrayal level on the pod.
I'm just being honest. Oh, nice. Y'all, tell me your jacket wasn't orange to start out with.
It wasn't. It was a very... very burnt shade of brown. It was in the sun for too long. It was getting sunburnt. You know what I'm saying?
Well, Meech, you have blackmail material as well, which we don't need to discuss at the moment. But
oh, yeah, I sure do. Oh yeah, thanks for reminding me. I got blackmail material. Oh no, if y'all want to see the blackmail material, go ahead and hit us up on the podcast and
all right, subscribe to our Patreon.
Subscribe? Nah, nah.
Behind a paywall.
I would do it for free.
Oh my gosh!
All right,
you know I'm a villain.
Wait. Blackmail material for what? Oh, did you get that video of me doing the lip sync battle?
No.
Well, we have that too, but
that's not blackmail.
But nah, I got something else.
we'll discuss it offline.
We'll discuss it later. But, okay. But yeah, we were drippy. I was probably
with that. Moving forward, Meech and I, we both went to go see Shield Hero Season 3, Episode 1. We took terrible seats, which I immediately wondered why you chose those seats, because like the way they had it set it up, the screen was too low, so people's heads were in the way of the subtitles. So unless you knew Japanese, you couldn't see because they need to raise. So I had to get up and move to like just stand up. And I'll say, we back, baby. We back. The Shield Hero's back. I'm excited for it.
All I have to say about the decision for the seats was that every other seat in the decision that was made, that was the best you could do unless we wanted to stand.
So
they need to do better about that. But there's definitely
one person that sat down where I felt you wanted to slap them in the back of the head for sitting where they sat.
You felt my killing intent?
Yes.
You felt the killing intent?
Wow, he was off the chain.
Oh, dang. I really need to get a hold of that.
Bloodless. And then, Paulina, I know you went to...
Oh, yeah. These lesser beings to their...
I got blackmail material. Don't call me lesser.
Season 3. I'm just saying, only one of us had a platinum badge. I got to go to an exclusive RDC World Q&A for platinum badges only. And I just want to say that we make jokes, and everybody, like, if you went to DreamCon or you're seeing people talk about it online, you're probably going to hear some of the things that the negative things are going to say. But what I want to say is that, like, in this panel, like, there were a couple people that were complaining to RDC in their face, and they were saying some of the most negative things and trying to make it sound like it wasn't as negative as it was. And what I really appreciated about them, and it's something that it's made me like a true fan, like, I love their videos before. They are definitely hilarious, but now they've made me a true fan in that when they were met with criticism that in some ways I think is unfair, they handled it with humility and grace and gentleness, and in a way that for people that are as successful as them and have like the following that they do and are as popular as they do, they had like, there's so many people with less recognition than they do that act way more entitled and rude, and you just can tell that they're just really genuine guys that are very passionate about what they do and wanting their fans to have a great experience. And so like their whole response and their humility and their like just ability to laugh at themselves afterwards was like really, really impactful. And then on top of that, they even goes to show like what they what they're about is that they offered all of the platinum members, they offered it to everyone in the room, but like what it was meant to be just for the platinum people, that we all get the highest tier badge for free at the next con, because as a like, I'm sorry, and like give us an opportunity to fix this gesture for what happened at this con. And I was like, I was not expecting that. And the crowd went wild when they said that. And then come to find out that a bunch of people that weren't platinum people had snuck in like I said, the word for this week is this weekend was finesse. So that's what they was doing. But the fact that they even offered that was like, that was really like that said that was very meaningful. And I also, when I sat there, I was like right front. I wasn't in the center. I was off to the side, but I was very front row, closest to the stage. I was like, I could have shook their hand. I was like, wow, this is crazy. But yeah, that's what I did.
Yeah. And just piggybacking off of, and I can come back to kind of what we did on Sunday. With that, like on Friday, the first day, just kind of with where we'd see some negative things where there is where you had to register for certain classes or certain events. And like, it would start at 9 and then everyone would try to register at 9 and the whole like app would just crash. And like, you couldn't register. You'd be like, Meech was literally spamming it and then you would get in and then some people would get it, but then not get it. And kind of tying into what Paulina says, like the closing ceremony, which again, started about 30 minutes or 25 minutes late, improvement, but they got on stage. First thing they said, they owned up to this, like, hey, you have to, like, we own up to it, which we heard your criticism. We're going to try to do better. You have to understand, like, we didn't expect it to grow to this size. Conversations are ongoing. And, like one of our podcasts with the John Wick episode, yes, I did go on a rant, partially playful about, like, the whole ticket situation, like, months ago. But just, like, owning up to it, that's kind of what I really respected about it, so. I don't know if you have something with that, Meech, and then we can kind of go back to other activities we did.
I mean, all I got to say is like, hey, that was really good on y'all to address it. And they also mentioned like, hey, we addressed like the line situation because the line situation was just pure chaos. So I'm not even going to hold you. How they initially had it was that all the platinum, gold and regular people, they were all in one line. Mm-hmm. And they'd call out like the platinums and then the golds to go in. So that means that in one line, you had a bunch of people just trying to move past each other in order to get to the front and then dip in. And of course, people could sneak in almost as easily. Keyword finesse. And I was one of them. And especially in the close of ceremonies where your boy like managed to like slide right on in, was one of the first few people in and sat like in the platinum only section, basically right behind the like the diamonds, which is like even higher than that for all the friends and families of the guests.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner. So you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
So like basically we're like right behind them. So we're like basically on stage, pretty much. So so finesse on me for that. But yeah, it's like they immediately dressed like, hey, there's a bunch of line situations and they were dressing and we even saw like, hey, there was splits there. So yeah.
All right. So just speed run, we're gonna all speed run everything everything else that we did. So I saw Zom 100. I know it's like on episode 3, but like watching it live and then taking pictures with like the different people and like Sharks was like just like super cool. Like that's going to be a really good show. I already feel it. Then I bought a canvas poster of Yu-Gi-Oh! Got it signed by the creator. It was the same creator that did your Doflamingo shirt, Meech. So man, I gotta figure out where to put it. It's way too big. I underestimated how I'm going to put it, so I might just get like an axle or something like that. I met Afro Senju, which was crazy when I was waiting in line to get it signed. Like this just like YouTube gamer person, and like he dapped me up, like he initiated the dap, and I was like just like shocked because like he was standing there, and like a lot of like with the content creators, like all both of you mentioned, they're literally just chilling with us and like just like the different like events and just like, oh, that's you, and you're recognizing them, and it's like, yo, they're really just chill people with that. So and then I did maybe one more event before final ceremony, and then just seeing all the creators and like people that came out, I was like, this is Black excellence at its highest. People just like really going after their loves and stuff like that. So anything else you two did?
All right, I'm just gonna speed run through mine real quick. Went to like basically the Black Excellence like Dream Content Creator Lounge. That's where you like learned how to basically that's where like you just chilled out for like the last few minutes before the final ceremonies. That's where there was this podcast going on with a bunch of people giving their worst anime takes of all time, learning about the new big three and all that good jazz. Also, like as I was leaving, I actually ended up like accidentally running into Carl Jones, aka the co-creator of the Boondocks, and didn't realize it was him until he was on stage. And I was like, oh, right, that was him.
Exactly.
And got upset that I didn't get a photo. And then also I went to the social media Black creators like podcast. I mean, like ceremony slash, I guess, panel. That's where like Dwayne and Jazz, Tony and a couple of others were there. And they just gave their advice on like how to grow as a content creator in like the social media sphere. And I thought that was an excellent class. And I definitely took notes.
All right, Paulina, speed run.
The last thing that I got to go to was the Teachers in Anime That We Wish We Had. And I only saw the beginning of it because I ran to go to the closing ceremony. But it was pretty cool. It started like it was talking about the part that I saw was just talking about the differences in the teaching world between Japan and America, which was very interesting.
Yes. And with that, we dipped out. Mission successful. One thing, I got to give a shout out to this Asian restaurant that we went to. It was absolutely delicious. 1618 Asian Fusion. Happy birthday to our server. Man, that food made me want to cry. How delicious it was.
Oh, yes. And some great places.
And some quick questions. Full honesty, because we're all about to be on water, dry ramen noodle, and air diets. How much egregious spending did you do?
Yes.
I plead the fifth.
Yeah, I think I hit with the canvas, hit four figures.
Dude, grief, my guy. Sorry. Oh my gosh. I'm sorry, bro. You broke.
Don't worry. I bought a condo, so I'm good for right now, but I will be containing bags of air and just sipping on that throughout the week.
A breatharian.
Don't worry. At least you're not me who's eating hopes and dreams.
Yeah.
All right. So with that, something we can wrap up on. Why specifically is DreamCon so important?
I think that it is so important because it, as like a Black kid that grew up during a time where anime wasn't popular, and I've been told a lot in my life that liking anime and the like and all, everything adjacent to it was made me an Oreo and made me less Black. It felt really validating to go into a space where I was surrounded by people that looked like me, but also had the same interests that I do, and they weren't treated as any less Black or any less a part of the culture because of what they enjoy. And in fact, that they found we found ways to merge like anime, a love of anime and Black culture into like the same space. And it was just that was really encouraging to see. And it's something that I wish I had when I was a kid.
Yeah, definitely. I actually like really love your point about like merging cultures, because like that was one of the things that was mentioned in the closing ceremony. It's like, hey, like how many people here love anime? How many people here love gaming? How many people here love sports? Like you were able to combine like all different aspects of like Black culture into a medium to where like you can be, where you can openly love and express yourself in ways that if we tried back in the early 2000s, it was raps for us. But nowadays, like you can go to that and you be full and free and you're able to just go buck wild as your favorite character or like favorite fandom. And it's just like really, it really just shows like not only just Black solidarity, just Black excellence, and how we're able to like just collectively as a whole just be like, yeah, we cool. Like there was no hate there. There was just, yes. there was no judgment. Everybody, we just looked up, we just dabbed each other up and we was set. And that's one of the main things I just love about DreamCon.
Yeah, with that, I think like everybody, like I was saying, was like on that time, like we knew what it was. Like it was like none of us, like we lived in the era. Most people like 10 to 15 years ago, Meech, if you and I are pulling up as Ichigo and Rengoku with a wig, get in the kitchen because we about to get cooked. And that's like for the rest of like middle school era, rest of high school era. Like that's crazy. Like and just like something with the Safe Space one that I went to on Friday, where it's just like something that like I'm very insecure. Well, was very insecure about is like my voice and just like with the way I speak and everything like that. And then that tying into my interests growing up. Kind of like you, Pauline, the whole Oreo situation and like the fact that like I'm doing a podcast now and like I hear my voice and it's, I literally have to hear it like every week because I have to edit it. And it's just like, chill, like it is what it is. And something that really kind of like ties into the how we all embrace it, how we're all on the same time is that when Aph was saying that, oh, I don't want to call anybody a nerd. And we were just all like, no, we're nerds. Yes, call us nerds. Like literally the entire crowd is like standing up shouting that. It's like owning who you are. And it's just so crazy because a lot of us can't do that. Like just in different spaces. So that's definitely why I think it's so important. And then also the connections that we made. So with that, that was kind of just our recap of DreamCon. Reach out to us if you have your own experiences. You can leave it in the comments, share, you know, follow us in different situations. We were going to do a mailbag in this episode. It is literally almost 10:30. We ain't doing a mailbag right now. Meech and I are probably going to do a special episode. It may be like just 20 minutes of us answering the questions, 15, 20. And then you're also going to hear the Secret Invasion. So with the next segment, we're going to do a Come Get Your Rose.
This rose goes to none other than to the one and only RDC World 1, where real dreamers change the world. You know what I'm saying? Y'all were really out here. Y'all really... First of all, your content and all like your like various skits and whatnot is legendary. The fact like you guys are like up right now, y'all really up right now, and to be able to like use your influence to create a space, to create a whole convention on y'all's own time, on y'all's own money and everything, all and of all that ways, just so like we could all have that space and have that connection, that was just really awe-inspiring. And just know that, like, hey, your endeavors are going to, y'all endeavors are paying it forward. Y'all endeavors are bearing fruit. And just know, like, hey, we all appreciate you, especially in the Black nerddom. You guys really set the bar high. Y'all set the standard. Y'all set the example. And we just really appreciate y'all. And the fact that y'all are really humble about everything, that's probably like the biggest thing of all, because you could have very well have been very cocky about it. You very well could have been like, you could have like just dismissed whatever like things you, whatever constructive criticism was given, but was levied against you. But instead you chose to be humble about it. It's like, hey, we see the criticisms. Hey, we are addressing it, and we are like just gonna move forward and be able to like improve on it for like the next one. So just get your rose from me. Y'all deserve it 10 times over.
Anything else you want to say, Paulina? Or
my rose would also go to RDC. I'm super impressed by you guys, and I wish you nothing but the like success as you continue to build up your entertainment empire.
Yeah, and also mine is going to them as well. Wish success with what they mentioned, that we're not going to mention our podcast because it's not our news to share. But just like with that, and giving everyone a space to not only connect, but then grow themselves as well, because they could have made it all about themselves and they did not. They just gave so many other people opportunity to promote themselves, to connect with others in the industry, and just really have a great time with that. So moving forward, we can get into recommendations and plugs. Only recommendation I would say, just go to the DreamCon webpage, go to like the artists, authors, guests, and stuff like that, and check out their content. Anything you two got?
And you can also be able to like watch various of the panels on Twitch through their RDC page. I know like that's where they stream the kickoff, the closing ceremonies, the dodgeball, and the basketball. So if you missed any of those, you can watch it on there.
Mm-hmm. Also, if you're able to find a list of the vendors that were at DreamCon, definitely go check them out, because they've got some of the coolest anime merch that I've ever seen before.
Definitely. And so with that, just some housekeeping, people. Make sure you just like follow, like, subscribe, leave a message. We're going to take a minimum 2-week break after we record our Secret Invasion episode in our mailbag. We are exhausted, just going hard for the past 2 months, doing also weekly recaps, and then also just like the past week of DreamCon and coming back. So with that, taking minimum 2-week break, we're coming back with a character study, one we haven't done in a long time. It's a 2-part character study on one of the most important anime characters of all time, specifically the last 20 years. That would be our boy Naruto Uzumaki. So we're gonna come back with a 2-part towards, we don't know a date yet. Let's just say Ahsoka, which we will be doing a weekly recap for, that drops August 23rd. Circle that date in pencil, not pen. And then just kind of with that, again, we're gonna do a weekly Ahsoka pitch. So catch our Secret Invasion finale episode. It's either going to drop the day that you're hearing it or the day after, and then also our special mailbag episode. So let's get into our plugs and go to sleep.
All right, so plugs is Blurred City 22 Instagram, Twitter, like follow all that shenanigans, Discord linked in the Instagram page, YouTube Blurred City Pod, Patreon Blurred City Pod. Come like, and then you know what the deal, donate, chat, extra content. Let's keep it moving. All right, we got our blurredcity22@gmail.com. That's where you submit questions for the mailbag, Q&A, and episode suggestions and all that. Finally, Rogue Jedi 21 on TikTok, as long as we have TikTok left and all that good jazz. And then, yep, that's all I got.
Oh, yeah. So also Twitter is X or whatever. We don't have to talk about that. I don't understand what's going on. Paulina, you got any plugs?
You can follow me at Paulina_what on like all social media. I don't be posting, but sometimes I do.
All right. And for my individual author pages, you can catch my Instagram at Mitri_dash. So METRI_DASH. My Twitter or X, whatever it's called, at TheMad-16. And if you're interested in my book, Phantom Pain's The Most Regular Tale, you can catch that on Amazon. And I am also working towards getting the sequel published, most likely early 2024. So with that, we're going to give all words of encouragement since we're going to go on a hiatus. So Paulina, kick us off.
My words of encouragement are... take the opportunity to learn what you like and what like motivates you in life and what like really gets you going. And don't be afraid to follow that. Don't get caught up in the expectations of those around you to dictate what you decide to do. And don't apologize for liking the things that you like.
Dang, good one. I would like to say that for mine, it would be that like whenever you're dealing with like certain fandoms and dealing with like certain things you want to do, right, you be sure to like check like what your friend circles looks like, because if it's like one of those where they're like not supportive of you, if they are not if they like really judgmental or anything like that, you may have to count the cost of whether you may not like have to be friends with them anymore, or at least talk with them about that. Just be unapologetically yourself, and the right people will come into your life because of it.
Yes. And I'm just going to say, keep dreaming, keep fighting for those dreams, stay hungry, and be happy with what makes you happy. So with that, it's not goodbye forever. This is goodbye for now. And that's the Blurry City Podcast.
See you later.
Bye. God did.
God did.
God did.